ज्ञानप्रभ्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि नजिमामि This world is full of miseries. Everywhere, step by step, everywhere, only problems. Besides this, death is always on hand. For so much sufferings, pain, woes, problems even by neighbors and relatives, to surround it by bodies. No one is happy with this. Remedy only is the Supreme Personality of Godhead is so much is And he descends and sends always, everywhere, his associates. So that anyone very easily can have that association and they can cross this unlimited chain of suffering, sorrows and problems. Only this is remedy. As this is the remedy, even trees, creepers, animals, monkeys, bears, tigers even, what to tell human persons, drunkards, women, by the association of high class of sadhus, satsang, they have crossed this unlimited ocean. But other side, the association of bad persons is very dangerous. Even those who are advanced so much in Krishna consciousness, or even a bad association gradually coming in his life, then his life will be pleasant and thus finished. As any knowingly or not knowingly, even not knowingly, anyhow, if you are associated with bad persons who have no bhakti, then very easily you fell down and you lose your this human life forever. You cannot be happy. Similarly, unwillingly, knowingly, with regard and anyhow, you are associating with high class of persons. Oh, they will take you very easily and you will be happy. We see that even monkeys like Sugriv, Hanuman, that there Jamvanta, so many, even prostitute with Haridas Thakur and so many in this world. Those who are very, very unhappy in this world. Because it gives Krishna name, which is so powerful, more than Krishna himself. Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna name is there, Radha name is there. So high class of God. So if anyone wants to be happy without high class of association, without chanting and remembering, oh, he will fail, never succeed. But even a person with advanced in Krishna consciousness, chanting so much, even he has reached the level of bhava, rati, and if he will associate with a vishayi, vishayi you know?
Sense enjoyer.
Sense enjoyer. Or worldly, he will have attachment to worldly things. Father, mother, wife, daughter, even his animals, dogs,
deer,
anything. Or he will be attached and he will have to come down. Especially in this life, offenses should not be made. Don't criticize the animal. What to tell of Vaishnava? Don't criticize. If you want bhakti, don't criticize. Even a bad person, he should not be also criticized. Don't criticize. And if you are criticizing the Vaishnava, then Krishna cannot say himself. Cannot say. It is very hard for name also, that name can say. Very hard. So we should try to be careful. Sometimes when a person is coming in Madhyam Vikar, sometimes false ego comes. And then he understands, I have been something. Now I am something. Now my words have some value. And so many bad thing comes. Then he is bound to criticize others. You should try to stop. Be careful. From beginning you should be humble. And if you are becoming sometimes hungry, angry, very bad. That is why first Guru Dev tells that he teach these things out of being. First. But we always forget. We go out of our limits. So always be humble. Try to honor others. If a Vaishnava cannot honor, he is not passionate. Actually, and he will succeed. Even grass, creepers, everything, gibbers, oh, they should be blessed. They should be honored. Because Krishna is everywhere. So, as it is importance of high class of association, in the other hand, you will have to be careful for bad association or attaching in any worldly thing. You know, Rishabhdev has so many sons, and among them, Kavi Havi Antariksh 9, out of Varnashram Dharma, Paramahansa, and more than them, Bharat Maharaj, pure Bharat. And he reached up to the level of Rati, Shraddhan, Istha, Ruchi, Asakti, and then Rati, Anathaboyin, everything. He passed that stage and came to Rati, all remembering Krishna. Sometimes past time also. He has some greed there. But what became? By chance, was attached to a widely wild
animal
deer. And he thought that I am doer and protector, saver of peace. If I will not save, our she will die. And what became? Free was she. And if he was not at the stage of prati, then whole life meaning human life was unsuccessful. So you should be careful for these things. What I told. You know, Bhat Maharaj Charitra, in the beginning, you see.
He had 100 sons, very prominent amongst them were the Navyogendras, the nine Yogendras. And also there was Bharat Maharaj. So Maharaj Vishwadev, he was an incarnation of the Supreme Lord. And when he left his kingdom, then he left charge of his kingdom to Bharat. So Bharat, he followed his father's instructions. He took care of the kingdom for some 50,000 years, because during that time man had a lifespan of 100,000 years. So after 50,000 years, then he gave up the kingdom, and he also went to the forest to perform austerities. Specifically, he went to a place called Pulat Ashram, which was on the banks of the Gandaki River. So he was performing his austerities, he was absorbed in meditation. He would chant his Gayatri mantras three times a day, take bath in the Gandaki River three times a day, and he would live very, very simply, just living off the fruits, etc., which were there. So he was so much absorbed in performing austerities that his hair was always wet from his taken bath, etc. So one day, Bharat...
Why he left his world? Beautiful kingdom, beautiful wife, beautiful son and daughters, relatives. Why he left?
So...
Do you know?
Bharat Maharaj, because he was a...
He had all the opulence that we want. He was happy and happy by all the respect we want. So beautiful daughters, sons, intelligent, so much opulence.
50,000 years old.
And so much age, not like so much problems. If you will not serve anywhere, one time, the next time, or no food, no meal, nothing. For him. But why he left?
Because Bharat Maharaj, he knew that this human form of life was not meant for sense gratification. In fact, he had been instructed previously by his guru and his father Vishwadev that this human form of life is
not. Also, he used to have association of Narada Rishi always, because he used to come to Vishwadev like a friend. Vishwadev was friend of
Narada Rishi,
because he was also one avatar. Shakta and he was also Shakta and Shakta. So they used to meet together. And so Bharat was lucky to have association of that is why he renounced him. And he saw that what we are doing now, to be happy, we cannot be happy like that. Money cannot save us. It can make us mad, making so much problems. And if any rich person is here, he can realize. So he realized that reason. And then he quickly left the whole kingdom wife, daughter, sons, all worldly things like stool. You know that, how is stool passing you? You should explain. If a man has... man...
Some pressure, isn't it?
Pressure of...
passing.
And he checked even 1 hour. But now, gracefully.
Too much pain.
Oh, he can. But he was going in a car and there was no any place.
No bathroom.
No bathroom. More pressure was coming. What to do? Then he made
pass
in his clothes.
Yeah, in his pants.
And then you will feel relief. So like this, he left his home and he became. This one is so. Oh, now you are not realizing. You are laughing and thinking. But when in the last you will see this, how painful it is.
So because of Sadhu Sangha, Bharat Maharaj, he understood the real nature of material life. He understood that actually material life was just, it had to be given up just as is necessary when one has to pass through it.
And especially, you like or not, you want or not, it depends not on your will. You will have to give up. This house is, Krishna has given in rent. And he must take it back. Whether he want or not. If you will pray that, I want only one moment to beg it. No, he will not hear. At once, order is off. Not government order, that you give some bride and all for 1 hour, 2 hours, 2 days, 4 days, they will be. But here, so, for become after.
So, with determination, he went to Pulak Ashram. And there he was performing his austerities, he was performing meditation. And it's explained that he became so advanced.
Pula Ashram means, what is the Pula Ashram? In the midst of the... on the Sangam of...
meeting place of...
Ganges and one river, Gandaki. Very solitary. Oh, so many saints, sadhu. Oh, they used to be there and discuss Krishna Katha, Ram Katha, Puran Katha, all these things. And meditate. So we went there for this facility that we'll have association. And then.
So, performing his austerities and meditation there, then Bharat Maharaj, he became so advanced that he went through the stages of Nishtha, Ruchi, having taste for the Lord, Asakti, and he had come to the stage of Bhav, where the first ray of the love of God was entering into the heart. So though he had reached the stage and he started to lose his internal realization, he started to manifest ecstatic symptoms. His hair was standing and tears were flowing from his eyes. Different aspects of Bika Bhav, they were manifested from his body. So one day he was performing his anik, chanting his Gayatri mantras, absorbed. And then by the Gandaki River, doe was passing across the river. And then a lion came chasing the doe, and the doe was pregnant. Doe? Female deer doe? The doe was pregnant, and the lion roared. I won't imitate how he roared. So the lion roared, and the poor doe just became completely devastated. And she, as she was jumping across the river, she was pregnant, and a baby deer fell out from her womb. But the doe was so what's the word?
Traumatized.
Traumatized. So traumatized by this that the dove, she ran off a little way and she left her body. So because hearing this lion roaring, then Bharat Maharaj, he came out of his meditation and then he saw this situation where this baby deer was helplessly lying in the Gandaki River, flowing over the baby deer, and the baby deer was being swept down the river, down the river tide. So naturally, because he was a very compassionate person.
How he became compassionate? How?
Because being a saintly person, then naturally his heart was soft. And because he was a soft-hearted sadhu, then he was seeing that he is a helpless creature.
When she jumped and baby come out in the middle of the river, and she went jumping up opposite side, and if she fell down, and he looked towards with very pathetic eyes, "Oh, can you save my this child?" And he saw the pathetic scene, and he became restless to save. He left his all meditation and everything, jumped there, and
picked up the baby deer.
And baby was thinking, "Oh, all right, mother." And he said, and then, so this is the reason how attachment comes. If anyone is dying, he is diving in any river and dying, what should we do? We should give up? Or we should try to save? What should we do? What should we do? Guru Kram Prabhu.
What's the question?
We should stay engaged in Krishna service. We should not deviate from that.
What?
He said we should stay engaged in Krishna service and not deviate, not save him.
If man is have some accident in car on the road and you are passing, and he is begging for love, what should you do?
Haribo.
Wait and see that he is dying? He should die?
If it takes us away from our meditation absorption and our Krishna consciousness.
Right. We should give up that person. Otherwise we will be at what?
Shamarani. Wow.
What is the matter? You know?
If we so deeply absorbed, completely absorbed in samadhi, then no harm to neglect. But if our consciousness is not so advanced, then we should help them chant Hare Krishna like that.
No.
So
I've told so many times. But not give attention. Try to give attention.
If the person is dying and we have seen, that means we are not in trance, then in absorbing Krishna consciousness there is no question of trance. So when you are seeing and it's like
if you are seeing him that he died, where is your trance?
In front.
So to save him from this material world, we have to chant Hare Krishna in his ear. Hearing Mahamantra, if he leaves his body, then his life will be successful. Next birth, he'll come in a Vaishnava family and he'll be the body.
He is saying that if treatment is done, he will be quickly
help him.
He will be survived. Then what he should do? When he chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
No, every 11 moments.
What he will do?
Every 11 moments.
And he tell that to give me water. And then, will you give water or no?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
He was still Mala Haksabhaya Jivana Krishna.
What he will do? I'm telling for all that you should hear and do like.
Then what you do? Give him some water. Oh, doctor should be home. What should you do?
Call doctor.
If he is our near and dear, then the call doctor will help him.
Bogus.
Oh, we should help him.
Don't think that he is my relative and unrelated. All are our relative.
My brother, I don't help him.
All are ready, all are Krishna.
Part and parcel of
Krishna. So we must help. And this is called Shatvika Daya. Not a tamasic and
Rajasic.
It is Shatvika Daya. Something helpful. Without Shatvik, we cannot be. So Shatvik Daya. But do your duty only.
Not attached.
You should give water. You can call doctor. You can give him to hospital. You should pay something for doctors, or you can do help as much as you can. But don't be attached. And you should chant Hare Krishna and help him. But not attached.
But if we see that he's already being helped by others, then we should not become involved. Like if he gets in car accidents and many others are running to help him, then we should not be involved and distract ourselves.
Or you should be merciful anyway. The Shakti, if they are not, then you are like a Jew. We know that those who are not attached to anyone in this world, Hard-hearted.
Cruel.
Neutral.
There is nothing to do with anyone. No mercy, worldly mercy even not. Oh, they are not so good. But if a man is Vishayi, always in Vishayi, or he can be turned into Bhakta. But this will
happen.
So there should be mercy. We should try to help. But don't be attached. If you are Madhama Adhikari, you will not be attached to the food. But a Kanishth may be attached. He should be very careful. But even if he is seeing that he is dying, he must help. But try to be not attached. This is the thing. He did? Okay. He said
the deer.
But why he was attached? Because he has left his wife, children and all. More than this. But he was attached. This one. And this is called association. He came in the association of a deer. And he became like deer. Intelligence and everything gone.
So Bharat Maharaj, now he has saved the deer. And as Srila Gurudev has explained, because he was not in trance, then naturally he would do so. But as time went on, he became attached to the deer. When he was performing his meditation, then sometimes the deer would come and would sit on his lap. And it would break his meditation, and rather than taking his mind and absorbing in the mantra which he had received and trying to absorb himself in the meanings of the mantra, then he would start to pet the deer. The deer would sometimes come and cuddle up to him and give him a kiss. And in this way, instead of his attachment going towards his mantra and to the Supreme Lord, his meditation and his absorption was going towards the deer. He became so attached to the deer that when he would honor prasad, that instead of thinking of prasad seva, then he would start to feed the deer. When he would go and take bath, he would also take the deer with him. So the deer became his very intimate association. And gradually as time...
When he used to do meditation, what? He used to
know him like this. Oh, please take me left. And gradually he gave up his bhajan sadhana and attached, and then he was glorifying that fear. What glorifying?
He was thinking that, oh, that this must be the arrangement of the Supreme Lord, that he has brought this there for me to take care of. So this is my duty to perform. So he was justifying the fact.
He's so pure that where he kept his lotus feet, heart becomes so fortunate. And there, very sacred, very
place.
So always chanting, and even in dream he used to see deer. Deer is coming in my life. Always deer. So his meditation and chanting and everything was stopped. Then
one day there was a herd of deer that were roaming around near the ashram of Bharat Maharaj. And this other deer, being very playful, then just ran off with the herd of deer not to come back. Now Bharat Maharaj had become so attached to the deer that rather than absorbed in his meditation, he was absorbed in the deer. So then his mind became crazy. He was thinking, where is the deer? What offense have I made that this deer was sent to me by the Supreme Lord? And somehow I did not take care of the deer, and he became crazy. Actually, we're showing how we should become crazy for Krishna Bhakti. That rather we should have this type of deep, intense desire. That why is it that I am coming in line? I'm trying to come in line. I've come in association of bona fide sadhu guru. I've come in association of bona fide sadhus, and they're giving me Harinam, giving me mantra, but still, love of God is not awakening in my heart. And then we should be crying and crying and crying that why I'm not getting this treasure. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is stated, Prem dana vina vyata darida jivan dasakori deho more deho premadan. That prem dan vina vyata darida jivan, that without this wealth of prem, then I'm actually very, very poor. So instead of thinking like this, he started to think like a materialist. Just like when a materialistic person loses some wealth or some material object that is very valuable, then day and night they're crying and crying and thinking of their misfortune for losing that. So this way he was crying and crying for this deer. And in this way, his whole spiritual life, it just came to a complete halt. He's not only was it stopped, but then he started to go the other way, just by little bit of association. So here we can see that this association, it came in like a needle. Just a little bit of association, just a very innocent thing. And what he did was not bad, that he saved a deer that was about to die. But because he became attached, and he was not careful in performing his duty, and also stated because in performing his meditation, he was somewhat in an isolated situation. He was not having sadhu sangha. He was not protecting himself with sadhu sangha. And because of that, then coming in contact with this situation, then he easily went towards the path of asat sangha. The deer, it seems to be an innocent animal, but that deer was asat sangha. So similarly, in performing our devotional service, there may be some little things that we do which deviate us. For instance, we may have some attachment to football. We may be attached to Manchester United, to Andy Cole, and we think, oh, this is just a small thing. But this attachment, just little thing, in like a needle, and it may just take us completely off the path. So now he was completely deviated from the path. And lamenting, he became not absorbed in Krishna, but he became absorbed in there. He developed their consciousness. And thinking like this, then in due course of time, he left his body. So it's stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam, chajat yante kalei varam, tantami vaiti kontiya saratat bhava bhavaha. That yam yam vapi smaran bhavam, that whatever state of being one is absorbed in at the time of death, then that type of consciousness will take one into the next body. So because he was completely absorbed, he was now in their consciousness, Then by that absorption, then his next body, he took birth in the body of the deer.
Thank you. Very good. Oh, what is the teaching on this? What became after that?
So the narration of Bharat Maharaj, given by Govinda Bhakti Prabhu, very nicely described how Bharat Maharaj fell down from his exalted position by his attachment, his association to this animal. Although he was so elevated, although he was so advanced in spiritual knowledge, although his motivations were so pure, still, in that situation, he became affected by some mundane, by a material kind of emotion and sentiment for this creature. And he began to associate with this creature at first innocently, and gradually more and more he became attached. So in this way we can see that the power of association, it acts very inconceivably. We cannot directly perceive how this association is affecting us, but as this association affects us more and more, then we gradually take on the qualities of this association. So in this situation, Bharat Maharaj, he became so attached to this deer, and he was, as Govinda Bhakti Prabhu was describing, this deer captivated his whole mind, his whole heart, his whole intelligence. And gradually, he gave up his devotional and his spiritual practices. So, the lesson from this story is that a devotee who is trying to pursue the path of bhakti, he must always be very careful about the type of association that he keeps in his life. Even a very little bit of association with bad elements can drag a person down into material consciousness. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one time was asked, what is the qualification of a Vaishnava? And he said, Asat Sangha Tyaga A Vaishnava Achar. That a Vaishnava, he gives up all association which is in the category of Asat. That which is dealing with this temporary material world, which is not the reality, which is not our real life. It is the asat. And in that category, there are two types. Those who are attached to women, stri sangi, and those who are avaishnava. That means they have no Vaishnava qualities. They are materialists. They are fully attached to this material world.
Why he became deer? And what is teaching? He should have been human body?
No, because at the time of Bharat Maharaj's death, he was so absorbed in this deer. He was completely attached to this deer, thinking of this deer day and night. And he was condemning himself even that he had given up the association of this deer. So in this state of consciousness, when he left his body, he was fully absorbed in thinking of this deer, and therefore he also attained the body of that animal. Because this is the nature of the how Krishna's material energy acts. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam chajat dante kale varam. Whatever a person remembers at the time when they depart this body, that is the condition that they will achieve in their next life. It is unavoidable. And what one practices during this lifetime will create the sum total of one's thoughts and consciousness at the time of death.
But it is not a practical issue. A man whole life doing bhajan. Bharata was doing bhajan for 1 lakh years. But in the end, how many remembered a deer and only for 1 month or 2 months associates? How it was changed? So, this is significant that at the time of death, anyhow, he will remember anything, or he will be like that. He must be like that at the time of death. And that is why all the rishis, maharshi, whole life they practice that in the last, at the time of death, we can remind. This is the life. But he missed. So what is the teaching here?
The teaching is that one should not make the mistake that even a slight deviation from one's devotional practices.
No. This is the thing. That if you are remembering anything deeply at the time of death, no? Oh, you have to be take birth in the same
species.
But if anyone, fortunately, he remembers Yashoda Maiya, Nanda Baba, Siddham Sakha, Gopis, and he lifts this body, then what will be? If anyone has not practiced whole life, but in the end of his life he has association, and he is totally, and the sadhu is there when he is dying, and he gets to see Ganga Jal, and remembered Gopis, Gopis, you should remember Gopis, 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 and really, perfect miracle. Oh, he will be Gopi.
Next part.
This is it. And that is why we meditate. Not Krishna so much. More than Krishna, he is associate. Remembering Krishna, but prominently
associate.
So, devotees like Yashoda, like Siddham Subhadra, like Gopi, like this. Not like so much Ram, but like Hanuman, Bharat Maharaj, like these things, like devotees. So, for this, it has been told in Gita, that if a man, at the time of dying, is remembering anything, he will be dead. If he is so feeling always angry, 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 then what he will be? He will be serpent.
Snake.
Or tiger, he will be. Like this. So we should not. Not attached to anyone, not remembering at the time of death. So, Haridas Thakur told, Prabhu, I want that you should be here, in front of me, and my head will be in your lap, and my eyes will see your face.
And mouth,
Krishna Chaitanya, Krishna Chaitanya, and I want to be of this. Then what will be? All were there. And what he will be? Sri Mahaprabhu. So, we should try to practice like that. That at the time of death, we could kind of remember Krishna with his associates. So that in this world, there's no
problem. One question, Guruji. Generally, we always see in the teachings, like, teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami, that bhakti progresses in stages, ato, shraddha, tathak, sadhu, something like this.
But this is exception. This is exception. By Rupa Goswami process, Bhat Maharaj was to go from their prem, but he came out. Why? This is a special thing. If a man not doing so much bhakti, but luckily he came in the association of Raghunath Das Goswami in his last time. What will be?
He galloped so many stages.
Oh. At once he will remember all these things and gallop all these things. He, Ajami and all others, Ajami, he was so wretched and so bad person. And he could chant Narayan name and four
messengers of Vishnu.
And what he became? Like four messengers he became. Yeah.
Last.
But we also heard that he had to associate after this, he went and associated with sadhus and gradually evolved.
But he was always remembering. And that is why in the last, the four
messenger came
and took him. And he became 400 also like that. Remembering the name. This is meditation.
I don't understand how come Bharat Maharaj, if he spent 100,000 years meditating on Krishna, and then at the last 1 month he's remembering a deer, why we've always heard that
because we've practiced our whole life, this is in preparation for that. At the end, you remember that.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has reconciled this. Really, he never felt it. To show other persons as an example that you should be careful for this. Even Bhat Maharaj can fall down for three
lives. In his next life, he remembered everything.
So you should be very careful for this teaching. Jadija had not fallen down. He had not done any offense. He was more superior than Sanatana Sanatana Sanatana. But he, to please his
Prabhu.
And he came willingly to this. And also, example was set that don't make any offense to any person. So many. After that, what became? He took a birth of